Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a look at Tech Capital. We're going to be delving into results and also exploring their portfolio companies, as well as a recently announced company that's operating in the field of geothermal AI data centers. And to do that, we're very kindly joined today by Dr. Clifford Gross, who is the CEO of Tech Capital. Cliff, very much welcome you to the podcast today.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. Nice to be with you. I appreciate the time.
You're welcome. It's been some months since we spoke, Cliff. There has been a lot happening. Of course, the big event today is the results that were released. But of course, there's a number of portfolio companies with some interesting developments there that we're going to be touching on during the podcast. So before we get started, Cliff, please could you give us an introduction, first of all, to yourself as well as Tech Capital, please?
Sure. My pleasure. I'm Cliff Gross, Executive Chairman of Tech Capital. For those who might be new to the company, Tech Capital is a UK-quoted IP investment group focused on creating valuable companies primarily from university-derived technologies. We source the IP, build the companies around it, and scale them from inception through to public listing. We've done that repeatedly, and today we're pleased to be here to discuss our 2025 audited results and what lies ahead.
Perfect. I think the logical place to start would be looking at the results, and then we'll move on to portfolio companies a little bit later on in the podcast. So, yes, numbers out this morning. What do they look like?
Well, the headline numbers tell one story, but the underlying commercial momentum tells another. And we think the second story is a bit more interesting. On the financials, net assets closed the year out at 55.1 million. Versus 70.1 million in 2024, with NAV per share at 23 cents. The loss after tax was 17.1 million, driven almost entirely by unrealized fair value movements in our listed portfolio, principally the share price of Microsoft, which has partially recovered post-period end. So this was a mark-to-market story, not an operational one. What's far more telling is what our portfolio companies actually did commercially in 2025. Innovative Eyewear grew sales 69%, Microsoft grew sales 187%, GenIP grew sales 330%, and Guiding grew sales 862% as it advanced towards its planned US IPO. That's the kind of underlying traction that ultimately drives shareholder value. We also continue to tighten the ship. We reduced total annual expenditures by approximately 7% last year from just over 2 million to 1.88 million. And that was our third consecutive year of expense reduction. Since 2023, our cost base has reduced by 34%, which is difficult to achieve in an inflationary environment, but we were able to do it. Further, we were recognized with the 2025 Leadership in High Value IP Strategy Award by Capital Finance International. So the takeaway is this: the share price movements created a paper loss, but the businesses underneath are accelerating. We closed out the year with 55 million in net assets, which translates to 23 cents or 17p a share and no debt.
The results are somewhat backward looking. We're going to spend the rest of the podcast now looking to the future. And a new portfolio company, Cliff, that I understand was launched last week, Versari, as I said at the beginning, a geothermal AI data center company. Please could you introduce the company and what are its main aims, Cliff?
Sure. Versari is our fifth portfolio company, and we believe one of the most exciting things we've done since inception. On the 22nd of May, we secured a 51% equity stake in Versari for no cash consideration. The company has been established to acquire, develop, and commercialize IP in the field of geothermal-powered hyperscale data centers. The thesis is straightforward. The bottleneck in AI infrastructure today is no longer semiconductors, it's power. Data center electricity consumption in the US is already almost 5% of total national usage of electricity, and is projected to reach upwards of 17% of all electrical consumption by 2030. Goldman Sachs projects global data center power demand will rise by around 165% by 2030 versus last year. Grid interconnection queues in major markets routinely exceed 5 years. So if you want to hook up a data center to an existing grid to get the permits and to run the power lines, takes you about 5 years. It doesn't help much if you want to turn on a power center quickly. Vasari's unique approach is to co-locate hyperscale AI directly with geothermal power generation in a fully integrated behind-the-meter configuration, operating independently of the traditional grid and using low-Earth orbit satellite connectivity instead of terrestrial fiber. The aim is 24/7 carbon-free baseload compute, no transmission constraints, no exposure to grid price volatility, and no incremental burden on public electricity infrastructure. Subject to filing, Vasari is expected to hold a portfolio of 11 patent applications, which have been assigned to the company at no cost, addressing core inefficiencies in what we believe to be geothermal generation for scalable AI compute.
AI data centers are really hot sector at the moment, and there's various different ways of powering them, and as you mentioned there, the real bottleneck is that power as opposed to the chips. What makes geothermal a particularly attractive power source for data centers, and is anyone else doing this at the moment?
Yes, other people are doing it, and what's unique to our approach is we're co-locating the geothermal and the compute together, and then we're putting in a layer of intellectual property that allows for the real-time optimization from the power coming out of the well to the actual compute and the satellite uplink. So it's actually one entire integrated machine. Geothermal has three properties that are uniquely suited to AI workloads. First, it's baseload. Unlike solar or wind, geothermal runs 24/7. AI training and inference don't pause for weather and intermittent power forces, which require expensive storage or fallback to fossil fuels. Geothermal eliminates that trade-off. Second, it's carbon-free. The hyperscalers have made significant net zero commitments, and they're struggling to honor them as compute demand surges. Geothermal potentially lets them grow without breaking these pledges. Third, when you co-locate compute directly with the generation source behind the meter, you sidestep the grid entirely. No interconnection queue, no transmission power losses, no exposure to retail electricity volatility, and no burden on consumer grids and the price of electricity for homeowners, businesses, and municipalities. There is activity in the space. Google has recently signed agreements with Fervo Energy, which recently went public, now has an $8 billion market capitalization. And Meta has signed geothermal deals as well. So the direction of travel is clear. What we believe is distinctive about Vasari is the fully integrated closed-loop architecture, power generation, cooling, compute orchestration, and commercial monetization designed as one operating framework rather than four separate ones. That integration is where the patent portfolio that we're developing sits, and where we believe the compounding efficiency gains potentially can come from.
There's billions being poured into this area. The CapEx from the hyperscalers increased again this year. They're all chasing compute. But of course, individual plants and data centers cost millions of dollars, even into the hundreds of millions of dollars. What's the funding strategy for Vasari?
You're right. Hyperscale infrastructure is capital intensive. To build one of the campuses that we're designing with our intellectual property would cost upwards of $2.5 billion per campus. And tech capital is not going to fund a data center off its own balance sheet, obviously, nor would that be the right model. Our strategy with Vasari is the same model we use successfully for our other portfolio companies. Tech capital provides the IP foundation, the strategic direction, and the early stage scaffolding. And then we bring in the appropriate strategic and financial partners as the company matures. Capital follows IP, particularly when the IP addresses a genuine bottleneck like power for AI. It's also worth remembering that the customer base here, the hyperscalers, has an effectively unlimited appetite for power and the balance sheets to back the project level partnerships. Basically, with forward purchase agreements, you could pre-sell all the power you could generate. The Google, Fervo, and Meta arrangements show this market is already willing to underwrite long-term geothermal offtake. So the strategy is build the IP, validate the architecture, secure strategic partnerships, and scale capital from there. We've done this four times already, albeit separate areas, but the model is clear.
Moving on to another portfolio company, which I know investors are going to be particularly interested in hearing about. It's Guidant. We've discussed it on the podcast previously. Plans were announced last year for an IPO. What's happening here, Cliff, and can investors expect the company to IPO in the short term?
Guidant is progressing well. They filed the draft registration statement on Form S-1 with the SEC, and they're continuing to work diligently to bring it over the line in 2026, subject, of course, to market conditions. Commercially, Guidant grew 862% year over year in 2025, and reached six customers post-year-end, including the Jacksonville Transportation Authority, the cities of West Palm Beach and Boca Raton, Group Luxa, Coastal Waste and Recycling, and CP Group. They also added Michael Tesler to the board, who previously led BroadSoft through its $1.9 billion acquisition by Cisco and achieved ISO 27001:2022 certification, an important credential for any company selling into critical infrastructure. In May 2026, Guidant completed a $2 million senior secured convertible loan note private placement to provide additional support as they progress towards the IPO. So yes, we anticipate the IPO in 2026, subject to the SEC and NASDAQ review and, of course, market conditions. Tech Capital currently owns approximately 91% of Guidant.
Looking here, Cliff, Guidant makes up a large proportion of the NAV of Tech Capital's portfolio. But what will it mean for Tech Capital after the IPO? What will it mean for your investment strategy?
It will be a meaningful milestone for several reasons. First, it crystallizes value, obviously. Today, Guidant is held at a private valuation. A public listing creates a transparent, market-determined valuation that we expect to be reflected in our NAV. Given our ownership of approximately 91% of the company, that flows to Tech Capital shareholders very directly. Second, it validates the model again. This would be another university-derived technology that Tech Capital sourced, built, and scaled to a public market listing. That's the playbook. Third, and importantly, it frees up capital and management attention. As Guidant becomes a publicly listed company with its own access to capital markets, the resources we previously had dedicated to supporting it can be redeployed into new opportunities, including Vasari and the broader generative AI focus we've been building. And finally, on capital return, our stated strategy is to return capital to shareholders via special dividends once material monetizations are achieved. A successful Guidant IPO would certainly move us closer to that.
Thank you. So you mentioned there, Cliff, a focus on AI for Tech Capital. Are there any plans to launch any more portfolio companies this year? And if so, what's the timing?
Vasari is the major launch for 2026. And our focus in the near term is on executing against that by securing the patent filings, building the strategic partnerships, and advancing the architecture towards deployment. That said, Tech Capital's business model is continuously evaluating university-derived IP, and if the right opportunity emerges, particularly in generative AI or related infrastructure, we have the team and the discipline to act on. But I'd caution against expecting volume for the sake of it. Our model is to build a small number of high-conviction companies and scale them to listings, not to spray capital. With most of our existing core portfolio now publicly listed, capital previously tied up in supporting them is being redeployed, and we'll deploy it carefully.
To summarize now and look to the future, what would you say to investors that they should look out for in the rest of 2026, Cliff?
I point to five things. First, the Guidant IPO, SEC review process, then market launch subject to conditions. Second, Vasari milestones, the formal patent filings, patent valuation, team additions, and the announcement of strategic partners. Third, continued commercial momentum in Microsoft, which is projecting $7 million in 2026 sales, rising to over $15 million in 2027, supported by a joint development agreement with one of the world's largest food, snack, and beverage companies. Fourth, ongoing growth at Innovative Eyewear. They reported Q1 2026 sales of $0.77 million, up about 70% year on year, their best Q1 ever. And they're in pilots with top five U.S. optical retailer and negotiating a roughly 300-store rollout with a major Canadian optical chain. So if they just keep pace with their Q1 results, just annualizing it for the year, they'll have the best year ever in 2026. And of course, their product, the Safety Smart Eyewear, has been a flat-out success, and it just recently won the German Red Dot Award, which is a very prestigious industrial design award, previously won by Apple and Sony and companies of that ilk. Fifth, the convertible loan notes on our balance sheets are expected to generate substantial inflows over the next 3 years as they're repaid, covering operating costs and giving us flexibility to pursue the strongest opportunities at our disposal. Our long-term objective is unchanged. Grow net assets through proprietary IP, deliver strong returns on invested capital, and return capital to shareholders via special dividends as material monetizations are achieved.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Cliff. I'm sure you've got a very busy day, so I won't keep you any longer, but thank you very much for joining us today.
It's my distinct pleasure, Jonathan. As always, nice to speak with you. Be well.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.